This is Fresh Air. In 1997, Marianne Jean-Baptiste became the first black British actress to receive an Oscar nomination for Mike Leigh's drama Secrets and Lies. Now, nearly 30 years later, she and Leigh have reunited on the comedic drama Hard Truths, in which she plays a profoundly unhappy woman living in North London. The performance has earned Jean-Baptiste Best Actress prizes from several critics groups. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review.
In the many beautifully observed working-class dramedies he's made over the past 5 decades, the British writer and director Mike Leigh has returned again and again to one simple yet endlessly resonant question. Why are some people happy while others are not? Why does Nicola, the sullen 20-something in Leigh's 1990 film, Life is Sweet, seem incapable of even a moment's peace or pleasure? By contrast, how does Poppy, the upbeat heroine of Leigh's 2008 comedy, Happy Go Lucky, manage to greet every misfortune with a smile? Leigh's new movie, Hard Truths, could have been titled Unhappy Go Lucky. It follows a middle-aged North London misanthrope named Pansy, who's played, in the single greatest performance I've seen this year, by Marianne Jean-Baptiste. You might know Jean-Baptiste from Leigh's wonderful 1996 film, Secrets and Lies, in which she played a shy, unassuming London optometrist seeking out her birth mother. But there's nothing unassuming about Pansy, who leads a life of seething, unrelenting misery. She spends most of her time indoors, barking orders and insults at her solemn husband, Curtly, and their unemployed 22-year-old son, Moses. Pansy keeps a spotless home, but the blank walls and sparse furnishings are noticeably devoid of warmth, cheer, or personality. When she isn't cleaning, she's trying to catch up on sleep, complaining about aches, pains, and exhaustion. Sometimes she goes out to shop or run errands, only to wind up picking fights with the people she meets, a dentist, a salesperson, a stranger in a parking lot. Back at home, she unloads on Curtly and Moses about all the indignities she's been subjected to and the general idiocy of the world around her.
And then round the corner with that dog. Got it dressed up in a red coat and green booties. Why's the dog got on a coat? It's got fur, innit? Must be sweating under there, stinking. That's cruelty to animals, that is. Putting it under all that plastic. I've got a mind to report him to the NSPCG or whatever they call them. And her over there with that fat baby. Cold, 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 and she's walking up and down the street with nothing but a big pink bow on its bald head so everybody can tell it's a girl, like I care. Parading it around in the little outfit. Not dressed for the weather, nah, with pockets. What's the baby got pockets for? What's it going to keep in its pocket? A knife? It's ridiculous.
As you can hear from that virtuoso rant, Pansy has an insult comedian's ferocious wit and killer timing. While you wouldn't necessarily want to bump into her on the street, she makes for mesmerizing, even captivating on-screen company. Leigh is often described as a Dickensian filmmaker, and for good reason. He's a committed realist with a gift for comic exaggeration. Like nearly all Leigh's films, Hard Truths emerge from a rigorous months-long workshop process in which the director worked closely with his actors to create their characters from scratch. As a result, Jean-Baptiste's performance, electrifying as it is also steeped in emotional complexity. The more time we spend with Pansy, the more we see that her rage against the world arises from deep loneliness and pain. Leigh has little use for plot. He builds his stories from the details and detritus of everyday life, drifting from one character to the next. Twain Barrett is quietly heartbreaking as Pansy's son, Moses, who isolates himself and spends his time either playing video games or going on long neighborhood walks. Pansy's husband, Curtly, is harder to parse. He's played by the terrific David Weber, with a passivity that's both sympathetic and infuriating. The most significant supporting character is Pansy's younger sister, Chantelle, played by the luminous Michelle Austin, another Secrets and Lies alum. Chantelle could scarcely be more different from her sister. She's a joyous, contented woman, with two adult daughters of her own. And she does everything she can to break through to Pansy. In the movie's most affecting scene, Chantel drags her sister to a cemetery to pay their respects to their mother, whose sudden death 5 years ago, we sense, is at the core of Pansy's unhappiness. At the same time, Lee doesn't fill in every blank. He's too honest a filmmaker to offer up easy explanations for why people feel the way they feel. His attitude toward Pansy, and toward all the prickly, outspoken, altogether marvelous characters he's given us, is best expressed in that graveside scene, when Chantel wraps her sister in a tight hug and tells her, with equal parts exasperation and affection, "I don't understand you, but I love you."
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed Mike Lee's new film, Hard Truths. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. On Monday's show, President-elect Donald Trump will be sworn in for a second term in the White House on Martin Luther King Day. We'll speak with scholars Tressie McMillan Cottom and Eddie Glaud to talk about what lies ahead and the legacy of Dr. King. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Thea Challoner. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.